You're listening to the newchurches.com
Q&A podcast. Yes, you are.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Hub. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
Experts.
That kind of sounded creepy.
It did. Thrive.
Yeah, because you didn't talk at a normal speed, so you're just a little bit slower than normal.
That's true.
And it's just, it's a little. Hey, Ed, do you listen to your podcasts like normal speed, 1.5, double?
I listen to, I think, a little. Depends upon the podcast, to be honest. Sometimes between 1.5 and 2.
Okay, so I wonder, but for all of our 1.5 and 2, you know, double speed listeners to actually, you know, to speak really slow so that it comes up normal for them. They're like,
that's awesome.
You're Hello. Listening to the New Churches.
Our welcome to, of course, I think for us, I mean, you're kind of a fast talker and I'm a super fast talker.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody is a speed listening to our podcast. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Yeah. So let's get into our question today. It's a really interesting one. We've answered a little bit of it in the sense of the situation of starting a church using small groups, but typically it was always with a Sunday service as well. Well, Chris has a different idea here, so let's listen in.
I don't know if I like it. Let's take a look. Let's listen in to Chris. All right, Chris, let's do this.
Hey, Daniel and Ed. This is Chris with The Village at Canyon City. First of all, I want to say thanks for all you guys do. It's been a great blessing to me and to us here at The Village. We're doing something different. We're starting with small groups, and we're not going to have a regular Sunday service. Have gotten a lot of encouragement from other church planters and others with a history of church planting. Have gotten a little bit of pushback from those who have a history of church experience. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. What are your thoughts on starting a church plant with small groups only and not having a regular Sunday service of worship? Thanks a lot.
All right. Now, immediately what pops into my mind are guys like Rick Warren, right? Dave Gibbons, you know, these guys who've written and said, hey, this is how I planted my church. It was
from my living room. So why is that popping into your mind? That's kind of weird. So help me. What does that pop into your mind?
Because in their books, in books that they've written, they've talked about, hey, when I planted my church, I started in my living room.
Okay.
Right.
But he's saying he doesn't want, he wants to stay in the living room.
Yeah, exactly. And even the ones that did start in their living room, it was probably Sunday morning living room, right?
Well, I don't think so.
As a Sunday service or?
No, not as a Sunday service. I think they, like Warren, they started on with midweek stuff and then they had their first, I think they had some private worship beforehand, but then they had their big service. I mean that, so the typical model is that we first do a, we first do small groups that meet in homes. And then after small groups meet in homes, they then maybe there's some other gatherings. There might be like a quarterly, let's meet everyone on Sunday morning or Sunday night. And then a monthly, let's meet everyone on a Monday, Sunday, you know, Sunday morning or Sunday night. And then maybe a couple of private worship and then some preview services on Sunday morning. So, but typically you're leading to bringing the small groups together and actually forming a gathered Sunday worship service. So what his question says to me is, and I think that's great. I think it's great, but why are they small groups? Why are they not house churches? I mean, what's the distinction here between, I mean, if you don't gather them together as a larger community, then they are functionally individual churches that you happen to be pastoring, like a Methodist circuit rider was pastoring more than one. So what makes them a church if in a way that's, if they're gathering together, that makes them a church, but there are three, let's say there's three, because we need to pick a number to have the conversation. So there's three that gather together that never meet together. There are three churches that can all meet the biblical definition of church. But I do think them gathering together would be what would make them one congregation. So he's getting some pushback. So what I would say is, if people see themselves as one church, they probably want to gather as one church. And what I would say to you is I would either, I think you're at a fork in the road. Yogi Berra once said, you come to a fork in the road, take it. and what I would say is the fork is you either need to become a house church, which praise God for that, or you need to start gathering together in a larger setting, and then ultimately you will be a church with three small groups. And I think that's really the distinction.
I like how you brought up the idea of the house church, because when I heard Chris's question, you know, he said they're not going to have a regular Sunday service. So let's say if he's not going to have a Sunday service at all, I fully agree with you. Why not? Why not just go the house church model, right? Why not reproduce himself? Why not coach the leaders of each of the house churches? And he can actually maybe be the overseer or whatnot, where he builds a leadership team and continues to multiply that way. He's in Colorado, I believe, is what he said there. So that would be a really neat model in that environment as well, where you can actually have these house churches very contextual to the different target groups that you're reaching. So that's one thing. But on the other hand, maybe there's the whole missional community idea where, hey, the missional community is meeting on a regular basis. That is the church. And, you know, like a house church. But then once a month, all the missional communities come together. So maybe that's another model that he might be thinking of, where, hey, on a weekly basis, it's small groups, but maybe once a month they all come together for a celebration service.
Because that would be regularly. So if they met together once a month, then I think they can be their church that's kind of expressing itself differently. You know, it might be a hybrid sort of, but he didn't say so regularly at all. So it's hard to tell because we're not in a conversation.
So what are your thoughts though on that though?
Oh, I think that'd be great. Nothing wrong with that. I think what's going to happen though is you're keep giving people sort of the feel of the larger gathering, and that's going to create, a pull. That's going to create a draw to people that they're going to want to be a part of that. So you really have to. Who was this? I was with Felicity Dale, and Tony and Felicity Dale are house church leaders in Austin, and she wrote Simply Church. And so house church advocates and practitioners. And one of the things she said, we were in a meeting with mega church leaders and micro church is how we framed it in Austin. And what she said is, you know, we're constantly dealing with the draw of the large gathering, and they're trying to keep people in house churches. But they're not anti large gathering. But she says, I mean, think about it. You know, we get together and sing and, you know, half people are off key and there's no band and all this. And so I think when you start, let's say you have three small groups, you bring them together, all of a sudden you got 50 people. People are drawn to that. Yeah. So I think that may be why you're getting some pushback from people. And what I would say is I'm okay with, you're really gonna have some vision and mission driven people though, if you're gonna meet three, four times a month in house and then once a month, you know, gather together in a larger group, because they're gonna be drawn to that. So that's the challenge.
Yeah, because if you are meeting in that way, how are you gonna tie them all together? Right, if you're only meeting once a month, and how are you going to sufficiently cast that vision and make sure the groups are continuing to grow in the same form unless you have that celebratory gathering? So even if you look at typical churches that do meet on a weekly basis, what is the role of the Sunday work of the Sunday service? Right, on the one, I think it plays multiple different. There's multiple different, advantages or roles that it plays in the life of a church. Number one, it's a place where the church is gathering together. They're worshiping the Lord. They're being reminded of their identity in Christ, right? Because, Ed, a few years ago, there's a study done saying that every day we get 5,000 marketing messages hit at us, right? I mean, even when I look out my window, I see Bridgestone, I see this, you know, store this. I mean, that's all marketing messages that we're seeing here. And so every single day, everyone in our congregation is being hit up with, hey, this is who you are. This is, you know, this is what you don't have. This is what you, and when you gather together on a Sunday or, you know, Sunday night, Sunday morning, or whenever your regular gathering worship is, you're being reminded of your identity in Christ. So that's huge. But on the secondarily, when we look at our research for churches that multiply, that monthly communication, that regular commitment to communicate that vision to multiply was one of the characteristics of churches that had actually multiplied in their first 5 years. Right. So that whole aspect of vision casting, coming together as one, that corporate identity is huge. And it really does. I mean, the church, and Chris, I know you are familiar with a every week gathering in your current church, right? You know, before you're doing what you were doing. And really, you are going to miss that So when you're reaching the people that are coming to your church, you have to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. And what I would say, what I would caution him about is you're basically, you're showing people what a large gathering looks like and then telling them they can't have it. And so, because a large gathering is going to be a greater draw than a small gathering. Now, again, so what I would say is, Neil Cole, Organic Church, Tony Flissadale, Wolfgang Simpson, How's It Change the World? They're not talking about showing people that. Now, you mentioned monthly. He didn't say monthly. He said not meeting regularly. So maybe a gathering once a year or something of that sort. Who knows? But I would say help people to learn to love what they ultimately, how they ultimately gather, and don't keep sending them to other expressions that really are. I mean, if you like worship, I've been in a home group. We play songs, we use YouTube when we play worship music, whatever. It's just not like when you come together into a church and you do it differently and you do it in a large group setting. So I would just say, be careful. That's what I would say is be careful to make sure that what you're doing promotes the long-term direction that you want to go.
Completely, completely. Right. So thanks, Chris, for submitting that question. And if you have not yet submitted a question to our podcast, we strive to answer almost nearly all of the ones that have been submitted. If the question's completely off-based and not really related to anything that we've talked about.
What's the worst question we've ever got? What's the worst question?
It was probably a self-promotion thing. Someone just trying to do their own commercial.
Oh, okay. So it was like, let me ask you a question. How awesome is my product?
Exactly. Well, would you use it or would you? Yeah. So we've gotten stuff like that. I'm like, no way that's hitting the air. But yeah, so if you haven't yet submitted a question, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device or if you're on your desktop, then just go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right, and we would love to listen to and answer your questions. So check us out next time.